Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 444, top of the day to you, dear listener. We have got a best of episode for you, one of the best of the quizzes. Always lots of fun to hear Stephanie panic and get things right, get things wrong, get things close, and see how you play as well if you decide to play along as well. Next week, I will be talking about season two of Four Seasons. I've finished watching that. And oh, there's something else. I can't remember what it is. It's got from the bloke from Flight of the Conchords, Jerome. Is that his name? Anyway, it's him in it. It's on Disney if you want to play along and watch those episodes as well. But let's get into the quizzes now.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So the quiz is called Redford or Newman? Robert Redford, Paul Newman.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was in which one? Like,
I
who starred in this film?
Know.
I haven't told you anything yet.
I don't know anything.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a bit of context. So this is how you can base your guesses,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Robert Redford is still alive. He's 88.
Okay.
Paul Newman died in about 2008-ish and he was 83. Okay?
Okay.
So there's
20 years.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I'll give you the synopsis.
Newman.
Gosh, you're good. Yeah, from 1958. Who was the co-star, do you remember?
No. Give me a guess.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Ah. They're married. They
yes.
get married?
Yeah, and he's the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a plaster on his leg. That's one of the Paul Newman movies I've seen. I think you might have watched it as well. I think we're in the same room together.
I think I've seen it, but I've also seen plays of it.
And a French and Saunders skit.
Was it the play we went to see and it like ended and then they did another half an hour of
potentially.
Do you remember they did really weird stuff? Like these lights came, were shining directly on the audience.
Oh, yeah, I think that was it.
I remember thinking,
can we stop now?
This is never going to end. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
It's kind of like a Shakespeare play, right?
Yeah.
The first half, you're like, that's good. And then you're like, oh, there's another half of this.
Yeah.
This is too long.
It's too long.
But I get it.
You pay for the tickets.
Because back in the day, right, they didn't have television. They didn't have Netflix.
No.
They didn't have Instagram
beds.
Reels or TikTok to scroll through and be like, a Vine used to be, 7 seconds or something like that? That's a good amount of time for my entertainment. They were like, no, this is my only entertainment this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this 4-hour play.
Mm.
We're up to Indecent Proposal.
Redford.
Yes.
With Demi Moore.
And Woody Harrelson.
Woody
this
Harrelson.
Is the – so he plays the billionaire who offers them $1 million so that he can have a night with
it's a billionaire
her.
And you're only giving me a million.
That's how he stays a billionaire. That's
true.
From 1993. Out of Africa. This is a
– Redford.
Yes.
I'm totally guessing.
It's really good. 1985, Meryl Streep's in it. So they're in Kenya and I think they have like a relationship or something.
Probably.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the film The Towering Inferno.
Newman.
God, you're good. 1974, at the opening party of a colossal but poorly constructed office building, a massive fire breaks out. That threatens to destroy the tower and everyone in it. Do you know what I think you ready? If you like the Poseidon Adventure, you will love the Towering Inferno.
Yeah.
Mm. Avengers Endgame. After the devastating events.
Redford.
Yeah, because it was from 2019.
Yeah.
He would have been dead.
A bit hard.
A little bit difficult.
Not impossible these
days.
No,
true. Final film. Brubaker, a new warden of a small prison. I thought you would panic through all of them and that would be the only one that you would get.
Now I can't remember who you said. Is it Redford?
Yes, Redford.
My brain was really thinking Newman. That's
God,
hilarious.
That was brilliant. I love every single second of that. You got all of them.
I got all of them right. Six. I guessed every
so
single one of them.
Anybody has any one. Questions about Paul Newman or Robert Redford, this is the person to go to. Every second
expert.
Of every day, she knows all of the answers.
All of them.
Do you want to get into this amazing quiz?
Yeah, I do.
So this quiz is an easy one. I haven't even prepped for it because it's so easy.
Okay. Easy for you, she says.
Easy for me. I am going to give you 5 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Each round. And each round is a question about a sitcom.
Okay.
I did say 80s and 90s, but now that I remember, there's actually a couple from before that.
Oh.
Ah, you.
Well, no. What kind of questions? Why have I only got 5 seconds? I've got the questions. Lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Okay. In 5 seconds, please name. Oh, that was loud. In 5 seconds, please name a TV show, a sitcom with a sliding door between the kitchen and the lounge room.
Sliding door between the kitchen and the playroom. The Brady Bunch.
I meant sliding. I meant like, you know, like the saloon doors, you know?
They're not sliding. They're
not
swinging.
Sliding. Swinging doors. Okay.
One or two.
It doesn't matter.
Full House.
Okay, so you managed to answer two then. Would you like... In under 5 seconds.
I understand the rules of this quiz.
Doing it. It's not as complicated as you think it is. I think you're like overcomplicating it.
It's almost like Ross's game from Friends. No, where it's like, and now you have to peel oranges. Okay. Why?
5 seconds. You have to give me three.
Three.
Go.
Three kitchens. Three kitchens with the sliding doors. Full House. The Brady Bunch. And, Family Matters.
That was 7.9 because you decided to talk about it. Okay. Can you please give me two sitcoms that had a dog? Go.
The Brady Bunch again. And Full House again.
Oh my gosh, you're great.
I've literally gone blank on sitcoms and the only ones I can think of.
Okay. Do you want me to be more specific then?
No, this is funny, okay. But I'm going to answer Full House and Brady Bunch for
Full
everything.
House and Brady Bunch is now banned from the next one.
Tough. You said the rules weren't that complicated. You just upped it.
Please name two older brothers in a sitcom. Like a brother from each sitcom. Go.
Greg.
No, you can't do Brady Bunch.
Full House only had girls.
Yeah, only had girls.
The older annoying brother from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Carlton. Okay.
Carlton and sitcoms, older brother.
What'll we do? Hey.
And Growing Pains had Kirk Cameron.
Okay. All right. Okay. I really thought you were going to give this one. Please tell me what this theme song is from. What'll we do, baby, without love? And there ain't no nothing. We can love each other. What'll we do, baby, without love? Sha-na-na-na. Who's the oldest brother in that?
Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
What's his name?
Alex P.
Alex.
Yep.
When I said I have gone blank on sitcoms, I've gone blank on sitcoms.
What was the colour car?
Oof.
We're going back to the Brady Bunch. Of Mike.
Was it?
Brady's car.
Was it pale blue?
It was a blue colour. Do you remember it was a convertible?
Yeah, I do.
And do you know
Marsha was staying next to her when she got her nose broken?
Oh, my nails. Do you know the reason why, I think? I mean, it was wasn't blue. To make him look cool. No, that was convertible. Was so that it was easier to film it.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's what I – well, that's my guess at least. Okay, you have two. Immediately, without thinking, tell me the name of the show where this comes from. Did I do that?
That's Urkel, Family Matters.
What was his first name?
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Final one. What was Tony Danza's job in Who's the Boss?
He was the housekeeper,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done. It's funny, you do get sitcoms stuck in your head because I kept thinking like I could have answered Family Ties for a lot of those.
Yes, you could. Did they have
a
dog?
They didn't have a dog though. No. They didn't have one. But yeah, Full House did.
Well, then Brady my brain Bunch went did. To later sitcoms like Will and Grace.
Yeah, they did. And I was like,
well, that's not part of the category.
I don't think Growing Pains did. Who's the Boss didn't have a dog.
No.
Look, I think we all learnt a little bit in that. Probably not a lot, but a little bit in
not
that.
A lot.
But finally.
Alf. They had a dog and they had swinging doors into the kitchen.
They had a cat as well.
They had a cat. And they had a sliding thing that Alf was hiding behind
in
the kitchen.
All.
They had it all.
Had it all. And I lost it all when the show finished, obviously.
Well, it couldn't go for much longer.
I like sitcoms.
Alien.
I really do. Yeah, true. I really do like those sitcoms.
Mm.
You know, even when they weren't that good, it was still pretty good.
It was a good way to sort of unwind.
Mm.
You know, a bit of joy. A lesson at the end.
Always had a lesson. Even in Roseanne, there was a bit of a lesson.
It was a lesson.
You know, like Becky, you can't do that.
No.
What was his name? DJ. You can't set a light.
Can't be weird.
Yeah.
Just don't be weird.
They did lean into the weird, and I think it worked well because he grew out of that cute phase, right?
Yes.
And then he became the weird kid, and it kind of made him the interesting, like it made that character interesting where he
yeah,
could have
true.
Just been the cute kid that isn't cute anymore.
Isn't cute anymore, and what do you do with them?
Yeah, because you already had
the
Darlene.
Son out.
No. They did recast him after the pilot, though. Do you remember?
Yes.
It was a totally different boy.
Well, I mean, they also recasted Becky.
Yeah,
and
they
then
did.
Recasted her back again.
Back again. Yeah.
And then they redid the whole show without the main character.
Yeah, but they had both Beckys.
Yeah.
The second Becky was a different.
Roseanne was a good show.
I know.
Back in the day.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
But Darlene, so Sarah Gilbert and John Goodman. And Jackie.
Yeah. If without those three actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been as good. They were just phenomenal. Whose mother did Jackie go on to be in another sitcom? Mm.
Oh. Give me a clue. I can see it, but I can't.
Nerd.
Stop talking about yourself.
Nerds.
Sheldon.
Yeah, Sheldon.
Yeah, sorry.
From Big Bang, not Sheldon. Well, I don't know. She could be the mother in Sheldon. No. Is she? I don't know. I haven't watched it. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't watched it, but she would be the mother, wouldn't she? Does she have to be younger?
I don't know. She's just a younger person.
Mm.
Maybe they got second Becky to play her as well.
Oh God, you should have just said to me, just scroll a list of sitcoms. Just names, don't do research, just scroll just to have a little few extras in
you
my head.
You don't need it.
Well, you keep mentioning the different ones. I'm like,
okay,
you mentioned one.
Go on.
The Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Full House.
Brady Bunch Full House.
How I Met Your Mother.
You know, I never watched the end, but I know how it ended. So I know the mother and how, and the like the Robin and Barney.
Yellow
and
umbrella. I watched the end. I can't remember what happened. Something about a train station in the rain.
And she, like the mother.
I think she appeared in the last season, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
The mother, she has been in heaps of stuff.
Heaps
of stuff. She's good. I get her a bit confused with the other actress who was in Glow. Do you remember Glow about the female wrestlers? Yeah. I get her confused with that
one. Yeah.
They kind of look similar.
I quite liked about How I Met Your Mother that the stuff with the kids was all filmed in the first year because they obviously would grow up. But that's how far ahead they had written the story. I really appreciate that it's not just let's see how we go each season and then write. It's like, no, we have the timeline. We know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, long thinking. Do you think that's how they managed to get the show for as many seasons as they did? No, we've got the end. We know what's happening. Yeah.
I reckon they fleshed out a few seasons in there.
Oh, a bit of filler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less of the kids.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. Look, just finally, I think it's important to note that in Growing Pains, the final episode, they moved out of that house.
What?
Yep, in the season finale, they moved out of that house.
Oh, that was the end.
Yeah, and that was the end. And then a brand new sitcom started straight after it called Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
That's right.
And that episode is them moving in to that house.
I like that. Gosh, I like that.
It was really clever.
And that company is like, we don't need to build a new set, saving money. Look at us go.
So they're part of the same universe and they save money.
I love it.
So good. A Steve Carell quiz.
Nice. Am I the carryover champion?
You're always a carryover champion because I reckon I've also done a Steve Carell quiz before.
I have a feeling you might have as well.
But that's okay. We're going to go through.
That doesn't mean I'm going to get anything.
No, you're not going to get. Oh, you might. Who knows? We'll see how you go. But I'm going to try and pick ones that are a little bit different.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I did it last time, I would have picked the
obvious,
really obvious ones.
Oh, no. Now I'm not going to get anything right. What's your favorite Steve Carell movie?
Anchorman.
Mainstream.
Very mainstream.
And are you not going to ask me mine?
What's yours?
I can't believe that. That's so rude. Date Night with Tina Fey.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a really good one, huh?
An inside look at the lives of people who help America wake up in the morning, exploring the unique challenges faced by the team. It's a series.
Oh. Is he in Morning Wars?
Oh.
Morning Show?
Yes, I did. Morning Show. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done. Of course, the big stars in that, well, they're all big stars.
Yeah.
You've got
Jennifer and Reese,
who was your theme last week.
Yeah.
You could do a Jennifer one. That'd be fun.
A Jennifer theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did all those fun romantic comedies.
My favourite one is the one with the ferret, remember?
Nah.
With Ben Stiller.
Oh, wait, didn't they do a couple? Is that Along Came Polly?
Oh, maybe they did. Yeah, Along Came Polly, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could watch that one again.
We're really muddying this waters.
Back to Steve Carell.
Back to Steve Carell. I'm trying to pick something that's not too difficult, but okay. Will you remember the name? We'll try. We'll see how we go. Because I look at things and I go, will I remember the name?
I mean, chances are I won't.
We'll see how we go. A middle-aged husband's life changes dramatically when his wife asks him for a divorce. He seeks to rediscover his manhood with the help of a newfound friend, Jacob, learning to pick up girls in the bars.
Oh.
Do you want me to tell you who else is in it?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore.
Yeah. I know this
Emma
one.
Emma Stone. Yeah, see, I just.
What's it called? I forgot that the wife asked for a divorce. I'll be honest about that bit.
It's three words.
Three words.
First one is crazy.
Crazy about you.
Crazy
stupid love.
Yeah. Good job. That one was in 2011.
I didn't like as much as I thought it was going to.
Because of the cast, you were like, oh, I'm going to love this. And
Yes. I think it was the storyline I didn't particularly enjoy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are, sometimes those don't have the greatest storyline, but you've already watched it because you're like, oh, I love the cast.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be like a rom-com kind of.
The trailer was amazing because they picked out all the good bits.
Of course. Goaded by his buddies, a nerdy guy who's never done the deed.
40 year if you're a little bit
40 years. 40.
Got excited and my mouth couldn't keep up.
40. I'm not been counting. I feel like we've done three.
I've done three correctly.
Okay, great stuff. You're good at counting as well. A mockumentary on a group of typical office workers.
The Office.
Yes. Have you watched much of The American Office?
No, I have not.
I've done it a little bit occasionally, but I always drop off.
I think
it's fine.
My personality is that if I really enjoy something, I get a bit nervous about watching something about that or something slightly different using the same theme because I'm like, oh, I love the first one.
Yeah, I'm hearing you with that one. A comedy revolving around an author's intricate bond with his daughter set against a backdrop of a college campus. There's one episode that I've watched. I've watched one episode so far.
Oh, sorry, Brewster.
You knew I was going to put it in there.
No, I didn't. I'd forgotten completely.
Really? Okay, fair enough.
I'd also forgotten that it was about a college professor.
That's fine. I mean, you didn't watch it, so.
I'm really impressed I remembered the name, though.
Oh, okay. This, I didn't know he was in. This is a long time ago. This is from 1991. Oh. I mean, this is from about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
A homeless man and his young companion who survive by conning people meet a woman who may need them even more than they need her. So the young companion is a girl, and she has long curly hair.
Yeah.
And she it was very popular back
then. Curly Sue.
Yes. Apparently he's
in
that.
He was in that.
He wasn't the main guy. No. No, I was just really interested. John Hughes wrote and directed that.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
Do you want one more?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're just such a Steve Carell head.
I'm winning this.
You sure are. Should I do a scroll up or down or somewhere in the middle of his career?
I don't care.
Okay.
Not too early because I don't think I'll get them.
Fair enough. I've got one. For fun-loving party animal Ben Stone, not played by him, the last thing he ever expected was for his one-night stand to show up on his doorstep 8 weeks later to tell him she's pregnant with his child.
Who's the girl in it? Catherine Heigl?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Knocked up?
Yeah, nice work. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not only are you a Buffy fan.
Yeah.
A fan of really bad movies and performances.
Yeah.
You're fired up about all of those V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Frinkflation is what I was going to say.
I hate that.
Yeah, frinkflation. It's the worst. But you're also a fan of that and legitimately a fan of Naked Gun.
Yeah. Big fan.
What was the name of the third Naked Gun movie? Do
33
you remember?
And a third.
Such a good name, isn't it?
But what's this one called? It's got a different
name.
It's
just called The Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun. Okay.
Yeah. Because if you put a "the" in the at the beginning, then
makes it new.
Yeah, you've reset it. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.